Red FM. Let's just talk about Ireland. I suppose it's kind of disappointing start against the USA the other morning. Looking ahead to Australia, they need to up the game a bit to do well there, don't they?
Yeah, certainly. I think, you know, you can say what they want, but the last weekend, the first game of the World Cup, conditions were tough. I thought the forwards were very good, and, you know, the scrum, Lionel Hollatt, was a good platform. So, yeah, they certainly do need to up it big time against Australia, but we all know they have it in them. But, you know, I suppose it is kind of a one-off game, really. You'd have to give it everything on Saturday, and if they all play well, you know, they certainly can pull it off, but they do need to up it a little bit, all right.
I'd say the two biggest things that you take from the USA game was, number one, that they won, you know. It's a massive thing, like, just to get over the first hurdle. And I think, secondly, their set piece, you know, like, their scrums, they blew, like, the American pack backwards. No matter what way you look at it, you know, like, you can be as negative as you want, but, you know, I'd say they'll definitely be taking the positive points out of that victory. And, you know, obviously Australia is going to be a much bigger challenge. And that's what I think, that Ireland, at their best, you know, they play their best in big games like that, you know. So that's what we'll be hoping to see from them now this weekend.
Nice surprise not to see Ronan in the starting 15. What do you think?
Yeah, I am too, to be honest with you. I think Johnny Sexton's a great player, but I just think Raj has... I think he could have been the man for the job.
Because he changed the game when he came out against the USA, didn't he?
He does, but he did. But that's the other side of it. He's done that so many times that he's proven with 20 minutes to go throughout the Six Nations that he can change a game, and possibly, maybe that's what's been looked at. I don't know. But
yeah, I'd imagine I'd agree with that. I'd say that's what Dickie's plan has been for so long, like, that, you know, why change what has been working very well from, like, starting Johnny. Johnny's been getting through the first 60 minutes of the game and bringing Raj on just to change the whole focus of the game, you know, and kind of upset opposition. It's worked very well in the past, so I'd say that's his ongoing plan.
Who are your favourites to win it outright?
To be honest, you couldn't look too far beyond New Zealand, but it's not much of an outside bet. But I think if anybody would beat them, it would be Australia.
Yeah. Billy's very safe in his bets, you know.
it's hard to bet against anybody but New Zealand. But if Carter were to get injured, I'd put my money on Australia ahead of them. I think without them, they'd be in a lot of trouble. I don't care about any of the other players. Well, obviously, fellas like McConnell, but without Carter, I think New Zealand are a completely different team.
Well, the team I'd be looking at is actually South Africa.
They were disappointing against Wales, though, weren't they?
They were, you know, but like they're clever enough. I think anyway, whatever their plans were during the Tri Nations, they only put their field of their probably nearest best 15 in one game, and they beat New Zealand. You know, like they sent their second string side over to New Zealand and Australia before that, like, you know, they got beaten fairly well.
Yeah.
But the fact that they were able to put out their top 15 and you know, blow New Zealand off the pitch more or less, like, they literally bullied them up front. I think they're going to be a fairly strong opposition by the time they get to knockout phases.
I think Ireland will do a job on them in the quarters if they meet them. You heard it here first, Dennis Hurley was wrong.